Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS and Mac developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 76, and today is Tuesday, September 4th. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. All right, so this is kind of a lot of the shows that I do on Developing Perspective are about development, are about the process of building things, are about the process of marketing and selling things, are about the business of being an iOS or a Mac developer, being an independent. These are the kind of things I talk a lot about. Today, I'm going to take a slightly different tack. And if you're familiar with the 5x5 network, it's kind of like this is more of a back-to-work topic than maybe what I usually do here. And it's very anecdotal. It's very personal to me. It's just kind of an experience I had that I wanted to share because I think it might be instructive, and I think it's helpful to talk about in that way. So basically, it was last Wednesday, so about a week ago, I was getting ready to head out to the office, at least a little bit of office space, a little bit away from my house, so I can get away from the kids and focus on my work. And for various reasons, it would have been great if I could bike to work rather than ride a car, because the car seat situation with my kids or, that is completely beside the point. But I needed to work out. I need to check the weather to see if, to see if I can, to see if it makes sense for me to bike to work, and so on. And I was sitting there playing with my phone trying to work that out. And it was driving me nuts because I can look on the dark sky and see that there's no rain for the next hour, but that's only helpful for me getting to the office. It doesn't help me getting back. And it was just reinforcing this constant nag that I've had for years about, like, oh, man, I wish there was a weather app that worked the way that I want weather. And, I'm sure my needs are not the needs of many other people or, a large percentage of people, but this is the way that I want weather. And no app really fits that need. I have two or three different things that I go to pull different information. A lot of times I even just end up on people's weather.com or Weather Underground's websites because that's sometimes better. And it's just driving me crazy. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to write my weather app. I'm just going to sit down and I'm going to write it. Like, it may not have been the best time for me business-wise or personally in terms of where I am with other apps and things. But you know what? I just want to do that because it's been driving me crazy for such a long time. And so that's what I've been doing. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because it has been remarkable how different my focus, my attention, my excitement, my passion for what I'm doing has been from Tuesday versus Thursday of last week, and even continuing through to today. I am working on something that I'm excited about, that I think is useful, that I have a lot of opinions about, that I'm really, really getting in there and working with these problems because they're problems that I have. And I'm solving, scratching my own itch and really working on something that I want. I really want this to work. And I mean, it's crazy how dramatic a difference that is in terms of productivity. I think I tweeted about this, but it was this fascinating thing of any time in the future when I'm complaining about my procrastinating on something or not getting enough work done or not having good focus, I'm watching too many YouTube videos, I'm checking Twitter too many times. It's like I need to understand that more likely than not, I'm procrastinating because I don't care about what I'm doing. When I care about what I'm doing, when I'm doing something that is exciting, that grabs my attention, then I'm going to make, it's like I can barely stop thinking about it. I mean, it's a crazy thing. Like, it has literally kept me up at night, which is a dangerous thing when you have young children, to be thinking about the app. When I was I had a problem for how I was going to display some information, I'm like, what if I did this? What if I did this? And I'm lying there in bed at 3 a.m, being like, yeah, maybe that would work. And I had to resist the urge to get out and actually try that and code that. I waited until 5 a.m. when it was a reasonable time to jump out of bed and start working on it again. But it is just a remarkable thing. And I was thinking about how the week before I had been so unproductive. I was constantly checking Twitter. I was constantly going to devour.com, which don't go there if you don't know what it is. But it's a site full of viral videos and amusing and interesting, inspiring things. I was going there all the time, and funny thing, and I know you know, Merlin Mann and Back to Work's sort of philosophy enough to know that Inbox Zero isn't about having an empty inbox. But I was definitely noticing how almost always I have nothing in my inbox. I'm very good about kind of just working through it. But so often, I think what I'm really doing is I'm just – that's a, just a great way for me to feel like I'm being productive while not being at all productive, of making sure that I'm staying on top of my inbox and really pounding it down. And now there's like 30 things in my inbox, and I don't care. It's just like as long as I scan through it to make sure nothing's on fire, like, you know, when I get a server alert or something, it's like I'll go check that out. But my focus and my attention is on this one thing, and it's going really well. I really am pleased with the way the app's going, and it's really exciting to see and to be reminded of what can happen when you really are engaged in what you're doing. And I bring it up here because I think so often, especially if you're an independent, it's so easy, and I fall into this myself so much, that it's so easy to feel a reticence about taking risk. And about jumping out and doing something when you get – sort of when the mood catches you and you get really excited about something and you want to dive into something. And I started thinking like, oh, man, you know, should I really do this? Like, wouldn't it be better if I go and work on audiobooks or my recipe book or this kind of thing? And I've jumped on for side apps a lot. But there's always this tension of like, oh, am I just wasting my time? Am I going to spend – whatever, a couple weeks, a month, I don't know how long this is going to take. The app's coming along really well, but it's still, you know, it's still going to take a little while. I got to get the icon made and do all these kinds of things. And, am I just wasting my time? Am I going to launch it and it'll flop and no one will care? But the thing is, what I was realizing with this app in particular, I was like, that doesn't matter. I'm going to use this app every day probably, as long as I have an iPhone. Like, it is exactly the way that I want this information. And if no one else cares, no one else uses it, and I make, you know, 70 cents, and that's just the 70 cents I gave myself when I buy my app or whatever, like my dad buys it, my mom buys it, you know, a couple of friends, like, that's fine. Because I'm building something I want to build and I want to use, and that turns into a good business thing, great. But I need to give myself permission to not worry about that, that every single decision I make has to be a big hit, that everything, every single app I make has to be some huge, big, you know, impressive thing that's making a lot of money. It's like, that's not how these things work. What I really should be doing, and what I'm so been so delighted about this week, is I should be excited about making apps, and I should be excited about working on them. And what I find often is, which is works is a great balance to this, is when I work on one of these side projects and I really dive into it and I start working on it and I'm excited. I mean, it's all I can think about. I start getting excited about doing other app updates to some of my older apps. And that's usually because I think I've learned something in the process of building this app that I want to apply somewhere else. And that's exciting. Solving technical problems in interesting and unique ways is what engineering is. That's what, I mean, I would imagine most people who listen to this podcast, that's what you get excited about is, you know, like there are few joys as sweet as when you come up with the awesome solution to the problem you've been struggling with. You know, you're in the shower in the morning or you are driving to work or whatever it is that you come up with the idea and you kind of have that like, I mean, it is a rush. Then you're like, yes, that's how I can do it. That's what I can do. I'll do this, this, and this, and then my performance will go through the roof. Or I can do this, this, and this, and then the app will be so much more performant or look better, or I can reorganize the data in this way. It'll be great. And those are lessons and skills that you learn by experimenting outside of that. And if you're not excited about what you're working on, if you find yourself procrastinating, if you find yourself distracted or easily distracted or wanting to be distracted, you really need to take a look at yourself and say, is what I'm doing worth doing? Is what I'm doing, if I'm not at all excited about it and I'm constantly trying to find ways to avoid doing it, should I be doing it? And there are certainly things that you have to do, but more often than not, you probably have some amount of choice in that. And if you don't care, if you're just doing it for money or you're just doing it because you think you need to or to impress people or all kinds of other not so great reasons, you need to really evaluate that. And it's just kind of because of how striking this experience was for me, I'm kind of thinking about it in that way. And I'm like, you know, I'm an independent developer. I make enough money for my apps that I can live on. And I need to be able to embrace the fact that if I get excited about an idea, that I should run with that, that I should make sort of increase my effectiveness and joy in what I'm doing and my happiness and my engagement in work by focusing and building what it is that I'm interested in doing. And that's what I've been doing. And it's been great. And I'll probably be talking about this, you know, this weather app over the next probably however long it takes to build, and then I'll be, you know, launching it and so on. So certainly keep you know, stay tuned for that. I think it's always helpful as I walk through this process sort of from start to finish to talk about the various stages of that here. So right now it's, I started off with an idea, and it is one sketch on one page in one notebook. I'm not the kind of person who sits there and, you know, goes into Photoshop and deep mocks up everything. It's like, I just wanted a concept. Like, this is the vague architecture of what I'm trying to do. And then I started building, and I got an app that basically works now. It is now my main weather app, and I'm just working on making it, you know, faster, more performant, looking better, you know, UI stuff. I'll continue to polish and refine it over the next, you know, however long it takes. But, you know, then it's this in this process, I'm learning so much, and I'm making new mistakes and remembering old mistakes that I've made before and hopefully not making them again. So it's been going well. And like I said, and an interesting thing I was just going to throw out there is certainly to the developing perspective audience. As I'm building this, I'm always trying to, I've been talking to a lot of people I know, just friends and family, about what it is they look for typically when they're going to check, when they're going to go check the weather and they want to see what's going on, kind of what information are they trying to get quickly? And then secondarily, what information do they often look for or are hoping to find, but that isn't there in the current crop of applications, or they have to struggle to find? And so if you have sort of thoughts on that, I'd love for you to sort of respond back to me, especially if you can fit it into a tweet, because that's always really nice for consolidating. And so I'm on Twitter at @_DavidSmith. There's a link on the Developing Perspective page, developingperspective.com, if that's easier for you. And just, you know, if you have thoughts on that, definitely just let me know. Just send me a tweet and saying, you know, this is what I usually look for. Like, this is my 90% time I open a weather app. This is what I want to know. And then here's the thing that I've been struggling to find when I look at other things. And make no promises. Ultimately, I'm building the app that I want and the app that I'm looking for. But it's always interesting to, you know, when you gather information like that, what I'm not looking for is a way to, I'm not trying to looking for to sort of to create an app that's the aggregate, or I guess really the sum total of all of those requests. What I'm looking for is those opportunities where someone says something and I'm like, yes, that is exactly what I'm missing. And hopefully that will happen. And if that does, that's great. It kind of reminds me, though, it reminds me a little bit of the, there's a great page, and I'll link to it in the show notes, of Apple, it's like a submission disclosure agreement or something like that. I'll have to find the actual name for it. There's a funny thing that if you ever send an email to Apple, there's a little thing that on the page that you have to sort of agree to and before you submit your feedback form that basically says any information that you send to us, you are revoking your intellectual ownership of that. And it's just funny because I'm thinking of the same thing whenever whenever you're collecting feedback, because it's like if someone says something and then I implement that, it's not really, you know, there's certainly credit where credit's due, but it's like you're by sharing publicly your ideas, you are giving up your right to have that be a secret that you have ownership of. It just makes me think. And obviously that's not where I'm going with that. It just reminded me of that as I was saying it. Like, there's this hilarious page that you have agreement that you sign every time you send information to Apple. So I'll link that up in the show notes. But otherwise, I hope you guys have a good week. It's a short week if you're here in the States. Well, if you're independent, maybe it is, maybe it's not. But I hope you guys are having a good week. Do some happy coding. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.